It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Monday morning brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, as we were talking about a little over an hour ago and why we love today at 6:15, today, the 19th day of May, throughout country music history, is actually produced and unveiled some pretty sizable songs, all of which have pretty good stories behind them, and we could focus on any which one of them. Like 1983, George Strait's second number one,
"You'll Always Be,"
came out.
I can't put out.
That was 83, and then the next year, taking the world by storm,
"Weird Love They Came Along."
84.
"We dedicate the song."
Willie Nelson and,
oh my gosh,
"All the Girls We Love."
Julio Iglesias.
We listened to that song.
It was everywhere.
So much.
It was everywhere. It was the "We Are the World" of that moment until "We Are the World" showed up the next year.
It was in power rotation in the Le Sabre.
Oh my goodness. We are not going to play that song. I apologize to our fan base. But that one does have a fairly interesting story, too. Also, very juicy story, 1997. It was Trisha's version of
"How
Do I Live" that came out. The Con Air Nick Cage soundtrack. Of course, Leanne Rimes had originally recorded it. But they shelved that because she was, quote, young for a song like this. And Trisha was chosen to re-record it. Trisha had no idea. Leanne Rimes was mad and went ahead and released it anyway. And they were both up for Grammy and Oscar the same year.
So that's a controversial song?
That's a controversial subject between the two of them.
Well, apparently,
Trisha. She honestly was, she had no idea that any of that was happening. But in 1979, coming out on this very date, wound up being the first number one for the Bellamy Brothers. David Bellamy got the title for this from old Groucho Marx quote, said, "If I said you had a beautiful body."
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it up?